Zorro was the precursor to many of today's superheroes. The Masked Vigilante was the brainchild of Johnston McCulley, who once called Chillicothe home.
I am known by many names, but you can call me Zorro.
We call him our master storyteller.
That's Diane Colwell of the Chillicothe Historical Society. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Monday, April 5th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Four Bradley seniors have launched the Bring the Beat program to add music to an after-school program at the Proctor Center. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Emma Knopp and three other Bradley Public Relations and Advertising majors are launching a program designed to bring music into the curriculum of students on Peoria's South Side. The group decided to create a campaign for music education with the help of Proctor's Dream Squared after-school program.
We had been reaching out to some different nonprofits, and Proctor actually reached back out to us, and they told us that for their Dream Squared program, one of the main components that they felt like was lacking, or that they felt that there was a gap, was the music education portion.
Two Bradley alumni, Pierre Paul and Jamal Stevenson, were recruited to instruct students through the month of April.
The first half is going to focus on like vocalization, music notes and scales. And then the second half of the program, they're really going to focus on like songwriting, putting words to music, rapping and stuff like that.
Knopp says that the goal of this campaign is to not only hopefully host these music classes regularly at Proctor, but to also expose students with as much education about music as they can.
Obviously, with coronavirus, a lot of those typical maybe after-school programs that kids might get involved in aren't happening as normal. And some of these kids in the program might not even be exposed to proper music education. Music is such an important part of getting like a well-rounded education.
For more information about the Dream Squared program or the campaign, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Bradley University's COVID-19 campus positivity rate has doubled in the past week, echoing increasing case counts in the Peoria community. The campus positivity rate was 4.35% as of last Friday. That's up from 2.1% the previous week. And the Community Health Partnership of Illinois operates a federally qualified health center in Princeville. It specifically caters to the surrounding rural communities, including the migrant workers in the region. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Small towns across the country looking to brand their community have learned the importance of recalling hometown heroes. So it should come as no surprise that Chillicothe refers to Johnston McCulley, the creator of Zorro, as the town's master storyteller. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter spoke with Diane Colwell of the Chillicothe Historical Society.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. There was an article in the Chillicothe Times Bulletin with a photo. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I've lived here basically most of my life, and I never knew anything about this. And it turned out that our mayor, Don White, had taken a book out of the library from way back when, and he discovered this story about McCulley and the Zorro connection. And he told another person, which told Mary Ann Gillespie, and she put it in the paper, and I thought, well, somebody will surely do something about that, but nobody did. So in later years, I said, well, let's do something about it to Gary Fike. And Gary Fike's our good researcher there at the museum.
Right.
And so he spent a lot of time researching the family, and we have a timeline posted on the board that tells a lot about what he discovered and what was going on in Chillicothe and the world at the same time, to kind of get a feel for the time period.
And, you know, it's always interesting how when you have a celebrity, I guess we can call Johnston McCulley a celebrity, because though he wasn't known, probably isn't known to a lot of people, when you tell folks, hey, this is the guy that wrote Zorro and many other stories, then it's like, oh, you know, and so there's an interesting factor there. But you can really rally behind a guy like that or an individual like that.
Well,
because of the interest in the public now in all things.
Right. Well, as you saw on our sign, we call him our master storyteller.
Uh-huh. And that's a good example. You have a lot of memorabilia about the Macaulay and the works that he did. You've gathered together magazines from many years back, and certainly pictures of Zorro. You've got all kinds of things. Will those be on display, or is that something people can see? Maybe you'll plan to have them come into the Historical Society.
The reason we have such a vast collection there is due to an artist visiting and finding out we were going to do a small display and allowed $500 to do it. And I met him in the library as he was coming here to do research with Johnston Macaulay. He has a huge collection, and his name is Peter Poplawski. He found out we were serious about it, and he brought part of his collection to us. So much of what you see is due to his collecting.
He's quite a character, Peter.
Yes, he is. He's a lot of fun.
Well, you got to have a Zorro fan to promote Zorro. One of the things that you've brought out, and I think you and Gary and others that have been involved in this research effort in Chillicothe, Zorro and Macaulay played quite a role in sort of the superhero genre that's so popular now, that every movie seems to be a blockbuster superhero movie. That they may have started, or at least got a good kickoff with Zorro.
Well, the people that came up with the Batman idea credit Zorro for some of their ideas. And everything just kind of went crazy after that. As you see, some of this stuff is really wild now for some of superheroes, but it's been fun. It's been fun to watch.
And that was Steve Tartar speaking with Diane Colwell of the Chillicothe Historical Society about the town's master storyteller, Johnston Macaulay, the creator of Zorro. Head to WCBU.org to view photos of some of the Historical Society's Zorro memorabilia. And before we let you go, the Illinois Department of Transportation announced that as construction advances on a new eastbound McCluggage Bridge this spring, temporary lane closures begin today. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.